How many know that we are living in those days? And people are afraid. And we just went, just gone through, and they're trying to tell, you know what I did? Let me tell you what I did. I think I looked at the news last night for the first time, you know, just sit down in the 6 o'clock news or 6:30, and what I was going to do, just tell you what I was going to do, the reason why I sit down, because once it was over, I was going to watch Wheel of Fortune. But this USFL football game came on, and I left it. I didn't have time to sit there and watch it. I had to get back to the office, because I know. But let me get to you where I'm going. I refuse to feed on garbage. What have you found good about COVID-19? Why you sit there and feed on it? And they tell you, you got to do this and you got to do this. I found out the word will work anywhere, anytime. Most of you know that I was attacked with it. And when I was going to the hospital, this fella that was taking me, telling me how I was going to be. Yeah, your mind, you're going to be all right, but you ain't going to have your right mind. You know, I said, you lying dog. I mean, you know, I didn't tell him that. But I said, you lying. This is only a test. Hey, look at me now, stronger than ever. This word, that's why I feed on it every day, is not something you take a bite of or go by and read one time and that's it. It's a life-giving word. And I receive life from this word every day. I tell myself, I talk to myself, I talk to my body, I tell my body, you walk in divine health. I tell myself, you strong. And you know, since I did a lot of work, but now I don't use the word retire because I'm never going to retire. I'm just going to do what God told me to do when I'm finished. Shoom, out of here. And you can retire and lay up on the couch and get all chugged up if you want to. I have had many opportunities to crawl up on the couch, crawl in the bed, and just sit there and whine. But I tell my body, you're not going to do that. Amen. Amen. So, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, see AJ. I don't have time to go into that section. He'll wake you up. He'll show you what to do. Amen. But I don't sit there and feed on that. But this is my life here. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. And what we fail to do sometimes to let people know, if you live godly, you will suffer persecution. If you live for God, you're going to find that the devil going to come at you in every way he can come at you, with sickness and disease, poverty and lack, confusion and trouble, and every kind of family problem, every kind of disagreement. He's coming at you trying to destroy you. Amen. Trying to get your mind messed up so you won't pay any attention to the word and you get all wrapped up in your trouble and trying to fix it yourself. And the more you try to fix it, the worse it gets. Anybody in the house? But when I get to the word and say, I bind you, Satan. I take authority over you. See, most people won't do that. No, you're not going to do that. I just tell them straight out, you're not going to do that. In the name of Jesus. Have I been at that point always? No. I've been just like some other people. I was telling you, I think I was telling you last Sunday, boy, I used to, you know, your own heart will let you know when you miss it, when you're seeing your own spirit will let you know. God will never condemn you. Amen. I said, God will never condemn you. Because Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world. I came to save them. When you get born again, when you miss it, your own spirit lets you know you're wrong. But when I didn't know any better, listen to all the other stuff instead of getting in the Word, find out what the Word said. I didn't know any better. I'm honest. I would get down on my knees and I would try to pray. I feel so bad. I would get up and just leave. And that's where a lot of people are because they know. But I know better now. I said, you get out of here, Satan. You get your lying self out of here. Whom God justified, you can't condemn. I can say, Father, I missed it, didn't I? Father, I did wrong, didn't I? I'm asking you to forgive me. That's it. That's it. It's over with. But I used to carry that stuff around weeks and months and sometime years dealing with something. But I want you to know, God loves you. You may have messed up and failed 1,974 times. But let 75 be the one you stand. Hallelujah. Because you ought to be glad you got a chance to do 75. Hallelujah. Lazarus was dead. Hallelujah. But when Jesus called him by name, let me hurry. He came out with his grave clothes on. Jesus said, loose the man and let him go, right? And you notice if you read that whole story, even after Lazarus was raised from the dead, they tried to kill him. Then just read it. That's how sorry that those religious folks were. Because he was a testimony of what Jesus was doing, and it made them look bad. Amen. Or they tried numerous times to kill Jesus, but they couldn't touch him. They took him even one time to throw him off the cliff head first. Amen. And the Bible said Jesus turned and walked. They all fell backward and walked through the crowd. Looked like they had enough sense to leave him alone then. But the devil is stupid. He's stupid. He's stupid. But one thing you say about him, he's consistent. You knock him down, he get up here and crawl back up here again with something else. Amen. But I want to tell you this. Hallelujah. Resurrection power. What happened? Hallelujah. Jesus came here. I make it as short as I can to get to the point. Because you and I were in trouble. Like Lazarus was in trouble. Lazarus couldn't do anything about himself. Hello?